Good afternoon. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about Virgo season, which we have begun, and all the things that we need to talk about. This show, its purpose is partially to link how cerebral and word-oriented that astrology can be. As an astrologer, I really like to link words with images, and so I also really like to link it with music. So one of the purposes of this is to help you understand on lots of different levels where we are, and also to just enjoy ourselves in these very, very strange times. So Virgo season is really different than Leo season. We know that each sign is nearly the opposite of the sign before, and that's no exception with Leo to Virgo. We go from the peak of the summer season with Leo. We have fixed fire ruled by the sun, and then we dissolve into the mutable mercurial yin version of Mercury. We already did the yang version with Gemini. A Virgo where we disseminate the season and we figure out what it is that we need to keep and what it is that we need to let go. You know, if you study medical astrology, each part of the body is associated with a sign, and the digestive tract is where we find Virgo, where the things go in, and then the body in its infinite wisdom, without us really having to think about it, decides what goes, what stays, what goes where. And that's very much what we're doing. In the Northern Hemisphere, where astrology was developed, this is the time where we're preparing to enter into the darker time of the year. And as such, there's preparation to do. There's always tasks. There's always things that must be sorted. There's spring cleaning. There's also fall cleaning. And there's also a much deeper spiritual version of Virgo. I mean, Virgo Virgo is ruled by the great grain goddess. When you see the virgin holding the sheaves of wheat, in no way does virgin refer to her sexual status. It refers to her inability to be completely owned by anyone. Ultimately, the Virgo-Pisces axis has a very divine through line. And because Virgo contains some Pisces, we know that Virgo also ultimately surrenders itself to God, and that, you know, it's kind of the bottom line. So as such, we're going to listen to songs, as always, that are going to illuminate where we are. And we're going to start with a song that was written by a Virgo. And I also feel like it's a couple things. It's a little bit the polarity point of Pisces, you know, the lubrication that makes it all work. And it's also, you know, the grease that's going to be required to deal with the Uranian square that will be affecting Virgo for the next 7 years.
But
honestly, Greece is one banger after another. Such a good soundtrack. I don't really like musicals, and Greece would be the exception. Next up, we have a song. The title is descriptive in why it lands in the Virgo category. It's called Self-Aware. Yes, being a mercurial ruled sign, self-awareness, physician know thyself, healer know thyself. You know, these are Virgo sayings, and like everything else in life and astrology, there's a front door and a back door, and being self-aware is great to a certain point, and then it becomes crippling. And that's where the Pisces polarity point of surrender to what is comes in and helps. The next song I feel is... You know, Virgo is an alchemist. It's a sign that really understands process and changing things from one to another in a way that isn't necessarily witnessed by the world. And the next song is for this. Thank you.
great grandmother was a magic weaver. Came across the water and caught the fever. Wondered if her mother could hear her when she sang the words she learned to say. In the blue commanding chart, shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills. Cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. Seven black rabbits of high Brazil, 21 petals of daffodils, 13 note of the black-haired trill, I'll fly home today. Down in the cradle, oh, I would hear as I breathed my soul, believed if I sang those words I could leave there, leave my sorrow and pain. In the blue Kamele child shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills. Cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. Seven black rabbits of high Brazil, 21 petals of daffodils, 15 note of the black-haired trill, I'll fly home today. Though my brittle body was caught in a snare, my soul would learn how to travel where the eyes of the rabbits were gleaming there on the Isle of High Brazil. 7 years we drown, 7 years we rise, said the black rabbit with the ancient eyes. You'll be free, oh Lorelei, he cannot match your will. In the blue Kamele child shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills. Cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. Seven black rabbits of high Brazil, 21 petals of daffodils, 13th note of the black-haired trill, I'll fly home today. I drowned for 10 years, I'm still rising, stronger for my pain and suffering. My body was broken, but my heart's reborn, I'm freer than the sky. In the blue Kamele child shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills. Cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. Seven black rabbits of high Brazil, 21 petals of daffodils, 13th note of the black-haired trill, I'll fly home today.
Hi Brazil by Alison Russell, and you are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows, and I am your host Petra. We're talking about Virgo season, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about Virgo now. What composes Virgo is the primordial spark, the concentrated point of light from which creation begins to unfold. Before anything can be created, that spark exists. The original intention, the first movement, the tiny spark that says, let there be. Virgo is the sign of devotion, of perfection, of care, of simplicity and purity. Virgo is the sign of the craftsman, the skill set, the expert, the one who returns again and again to the detail until perfection. The hand is the Virgo's instrument. With the hands, we edit, we write, we stitch, we weave, we sew, we count, we measure, we prepare, we tend, and we repair. Virgo is delicate. She is the tiny adjustment, the object returned to its proper place. Virgo understands precision is an act of love. Love is not just a feeling. Love is what enters the hands. It writes, it cooks, it repairs, it holds, it makes itself useful. Virgo is love made real. Back to some more music. Well, Virgo is also associated with the Marys, the Holy Marys. So Mother Mary, as well as Magdalene, who's also probably a hybrid between Virgo and Scorpio. So this song is for them. So we understand Virgo as a secular sign, I mean, a practical sign, because it's exceedingly practical. It's one of the two earth signs that relate to work and solving problems and improving life on the earth plane. But there's also a much deeper esoteric side to Virgo. Here's a little more. Virgo is the largest constellation of the zodiac. She appears as a solitary, full-bodied woman standing whole and alone. The Virgin is not merely sexually untouched. She represents integrity of being, that which belongs wholly to itself and God. All human life enters through the body of woman. The Virgin preserves the memory of origin, the place before fragmentation, possession, and separation. The wholeness of the Virgo is the wholeness of the divine feminine, the deep longing that remembers God, because it is never forgotten where it comes from. The Virgo Virgin calls us back to the feminine, to the original wholeness from which all life emerges. To restore the world is to return to her. So, no small thing. And next up, you know there's no way we're going to get away without listening to some Dolly and some Tim. So Dolly was Capricorn, 29 degree Capricorn, sun partile, meaning exactly conjunct, we noticed, in her fifth house of performance and beauty and all the things. And but she was very strategic. She was very calculated under all the fluff, including all the fluff. And you could really feel that Virgo moon. And the purity of her Virgo moon really comes through. And she was, you know, the early version of Dolly was very pure. You know, Dolly's Virgo moon was dedicated to, moon is related to kids. Virgo is definitely a scholarly sign. So her moon in Virgo is probably what we can credit for her amazing book program that she had with kids for so long, that anybody could write to her and ask for a book and she would send them books. She was a remarkable lady. We are the lesser without her, for sure. Next up, we're going to honor a Virgo who is also on the other side now and who was fantastic, and we miss him.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
That was Tom Sawyer by Rush, and the Virgo is Neil Peart, whose nickname was the Professor because he was so scholarly in all of the ways, including as one of the most incredible drum maestros to ever walk the planet. Rush is touring again. They said they wouldn't ever replace Neil, but they found a young woman who really is on par, so they're touring. And I'm sure it's incredible. I haven't seen them yet, but my favorite was Neil, so I don't know if I'll go. I might. We'll see. Next up is a song that I feel like it just kind of captures something about Virgo, something about like the time of the year and the chores and the costumes, like this kind of Eastern European folk sort of Vestal Virgin feeling that this song makes me feel like is belongs in the Virgo show.
Пада дождик, пада на моя роса. Rączka mnie z nożka, mnie z modre mnie oczka. Z rączka mnie z nożka, mnie z modre mnie oczka. Oczka moje, oczka, gdzie wy wyglądacie? Na zachód słoneńka, gdzie kochanie ma? Na zachód. Lepsza moja cnota niż cię poważa, lepsza moja cnota niż cię poważa. Kto kochania nie zna, ten w Bogu szczęśliwy, ma nockę spokojną, dzionek nie tęsknie, ma nockę.
Right? Doesn't that feel like that belongs there? And we're going to listen to something that is coming in from the Uranus in Gemini. So let's talk a little bit about the astrology of where we actually are. So we're closing up eclipse season with this dark moon week, and we're going to reboot with a new moon at 18 Virgo, sun and moon, and that will be on Thursday. My birthday is tomorrow, so I'm in this like dark moon close down of eclipse, and that feels appropriate, and I'm pretty excited about what my next year brings with my solar return. But we're going to have the new moon closes eclipse season, and then also Uranus stations. It makes its first station since it's gone into Gemini. And that's, you know, that's big, because whenever a planet gets the station status, it means that it's amplified a lot. Its message is amplified a lot. And Uranus in Gemini is nonstop upgrade through learning and communicating and connections being made. It's, you know, it never sleeps, really. So we need to make sure that we do. And like I said earlier, it is going to be squaring Virgo. It's squaring Pisces. It's opposing Sag, so it's definitely stirring things up in the mutable section of the zodiac for the next 6.5 years now. I guess we're close to the first half year. But we're going to listen to a song that definitely kind of conveys this.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Fryer. got me going like General Electric. And the lights are blinking. I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't with the big 4-0, bro. I got to maintain. Cause a nigga like me is going insane. Try to snatch my crops. These pigs wanna blow my house down. Head underground to the next town. They get mad when they come to raid my pad. And I'm out in the night instead. Yes, I'm the pirate pilot of this ship. If I dip with the ultraviolet dream, hide from the red light beam. Now do you believe in the unseen? Look, but don't make your eyes strain. A nigga like me is going insane.
So we also need to eulogize the incredibly dynamic, brilliant, talented, sexy, bold, fascinating, completely unique Tim Curry. And there's so much we could say about him. I'll definitely be talking about him in my mentorship, which for the record does boot up on the 19th, I think, the 21st or the 19th. But, you know, he did so many things. He was so great. And he did make an album in addition to just soundtrack. Okay, I take it back. I like another musical. I do like Rocky Horror. But this was a song just from his album.
Sitwell giving readings, 14 Moscow Road. Osbert giving champagne parties, Sashi's got it cold. Gertrude's hanging pictures, Alice making tea. Me, I do the only thing that still makes sense to me. I do the rock. I do the rock, rock. John and Yoko farming beef, raising protein quarter. Sometimes they make love and art inside the Dakota. Rodney's feeling sexy, Mick is really frightfully bold. Me, I do the only thing that stops me growing old. I do the rock. I do the rock, rock. I do the rock, rock, rock. Well, it's stimulating. Nets and fields exposed, built a barbed wire prison.
Nietzsche 6 feet under, but his baby still got rhythm. Einstein celebrating 10 decades, but I'm afraid philosophy is just too much responsibility for me. I do the row. DiMaggio and Rodney is pretty cute, you know. I could never whack a ball with such velocity. I do the round. I do the round. I do the round. But I can get it and stimulate him. I'm a keen student. Jacqueline, Kate, and Farrah, Meg and Roddy, John Travolta, Governor Brown and Linda, Interview and People magazine, Miss Rona and the Queen. It must be really frightful to attract publicity. I do the rock myself. I do the rock. Carter, Begin, and Sadat, Brezhnev, Deng, and Castro. Every day negotiate us closer to disaster. Idi Amin and the Shah and Al-Fatah is quite bizarre. I could never get the hang of ideology.
In addition to everything else that he did The Rock. Tim Curry with his 29-degree Taurus Sun, exactly trine Dolly Parton's 29-degree Capricorn Sun, both Earth, both died on August 25th, and clearly both similar types of people in a certain sense, different countries, but a similar kind of appeal in a certain way. Fascinating. I always like to see who crossed this together. I like that Lauren Bacall and Robin Williams went together and Pee Wee and Sinead O'Connor went together. So, but it's definitely time to take care of business.
Cows Radio thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is a worker-run natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. Located at the Barlow, 6762 Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol, you can reach them by phone at 707-407-4020.
Cows Radio thanks Molesbury's Market for their underwriting support. Established in 1959, they are a family-owned grocer located on Old Redwood Highway in the Larkfield Center. Their website is molesburymarket.com. Molesbury's Market tunes in to the Roots of Rock every Sunday morning at 7 on Cows Community Radio.
All right. Who are the winners for the time remaining? I think we're going to keep... We're going to have a real classic Virgo song from Donovan, who has a Virgo moon.
Paint you a painting, dance you a dance, while you're waiting. What shall it be? Chocolate or soda? Having tea.
That was The Entertaining of a Shy Girl by Donovan. Next up, back to the Uranian influence. Let's just give this one to the station of the full moon. I mean, the new moon. By Blur. That's what that's called. All right. The next song is, I think of this song as the Pisces Virgo axis, and it kind of contains both. It's by Talking Heads. David Byrne is a Taurus with a Virgo moon, like Donovan. And there's all this like energy, like we're doing stuff, which is very Virgo. And then there's this like, where are we going? So I like this one as a combo.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want. Give us
Right. Pretty aligned. Okay, so I think we're down to it. We're going to close out with the classic, at least one, if not two, of Peter, Paul, and Mary or Virgos. Can't remember really who's who at this point, but let's listen to the classic, timeless pot-smoking anthem that's set in Hanalei Bay.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
You've been listening to Bellatrix Beats. I am Petra, a consulting astrologer and teacher. You can find me at PetraTauchardAstrology.com as well as on Substack. And like I said earlier, I am starting up my mentorship again, sixth year. If you're interested, reach out. It'd be great to have you as part of the group.
Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless.